Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being a witness for Jesus, involved in evangelism, sharing the good news of the kingdom of God with others. Looking at a simple way to do that, not complicating it, not making it burdensome, but simply living life and letting your life and your words speak together in a way that magnifies our Lord, that lifts up Jesus, that proclaims the coming kingdom. This morning, we're going to focus in on being an including witness, making the gospel known to everyone that you encounter. Not showing favoritism, partiality, but rather serving, as we talked about yesterday, all one another's in love. James 2, verse 1, says, "My brothers and sisters, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism." I don't know how much clearer it could be than that, but we still struggle with it. It's part of our nature, I think. Many times it's selfish. We show favoritism because, we like these people better. We show favoritism because they can do more for us than someone else could. All kinds of reasons, some intentional, but many times unintentional. And God's desire is that we, not just his desire, his command is that we don't look down upon one another, but rather we consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. And when we let this including lifestyle, I'm not talking about including sin, I'm not talking about accepting things which God says are wrong. I'm talking about loving people. All people. The people we consider good, the people we consider bad. The sins that we don't mind and the sins which repulse us. We don't love those sins, we love the people that are involved in them. So that our witness might bring them out of that. And when we show favoritism, we elevate some people above another. We don't talk a lot about favoritism or other than within family dynamics at times, but probably a more common word that we're used to in our country is prejudice. That's really what he's saying. Don't be prejudiced. It's kind of the negative aspect. We often think of showing favor as a good thing. Well, it is, God says, if it's done equally. If it's not playing favorites. And so he's warning us to not live with prejudice, the way we look down upon people just because their skin color's different. Just because their language is different. Just because their neighborhood is different. Just because their home situation is different, just because they're, you fill in the blank. We create a lot of reasons as to why we look down on others. And God says, as believers in Christ, we ought to serve one another. Now, you could easily argue the context within this is how we treat fellow Christians, which is fine. If you don't see this beyond that, then start there. To pretend that favoritism, that prejudice doesn't exist among believers is being pretty naive. In fact, it's this kind of love for one another that Jesus says defines to the world that we belong to Him. And so simply applying this to our interactions with Christians is still an incredible witness for God. In fact, Jesus says the world, referring to those that don't believe in Him, that those that have not yet come into relationship with Him, the world will know that we are His disciples, not by how much we know, not by how much scripture we quote, not by how often we go to church. I'm not trying to diminish those things. Those are good and valuable things that God wants us to be involved in. But He says they will know that we are His disciples by the way we love one another. A love that's without prejudice, a love that's without partiality. A love that lifts. It involves the serving one another we talked about yesterday. The sad truth in United States of America and so many other places in this world is the church is often one of the most segregated institutions that exist. And I understand some of that is cultural. We have different preferences in how we worship, in style, in song choices, in length of service, and all kinds of details that draw us because of who we are to certain places. Some of it's historical. Family has always gone there. But even when we use those things as legitimate reasons to worship with people that look more like us than the world looks like us, we still sometimes refuse to interact, to cross the lines that we've created, even outside of that Sunday morning worship gathering that we defined for our comfort. We still ought to be loving one another, working together, serving together within our communities, within our nation, within our world. And when we do that, we begin to value the styles of others. We begin to learn from one another. We begin to realize that it's possible to worship together. It's possible to come together with the goal of honoring God rather than ourselves. And so when we include one another, when we value one another, when we notice the differences, but pay more attention to the similarities. Valuing the differences, not erasing them, but including them. To paint a beautiful picture to the world of a God that really does love everyone. I remember as a child, my dream school supply was the big box. 64 Crayola crayons with a sharpener built into the box. Now, I never got it. I was always, well, I always had the 8, the small pack. Now, given the fact that I really don't have much artistic ability, it's probably not that I would have used all of those varieties of colors, but it was the cool thing. But the reason they create boxes of 64 crayons and even more is what you can do when you involve all of them. The artwork, the beauty, and diversity. When it comes together, is the same beauty that God wants us to have within the body of Christ. When He says that every tongue and tribe and nation will gather in praise of the Lamb of God, we ought to be ready. And without showing partiality, we share the good news of the kingdom of God, welcoming all and inviting them into relationship with Jesus so that He will be the one saying, "Welcome home." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You. You've given us Your Son, Jesus. You've given us Your Spirit to help us. You've given us the instructions to not show favoritism, to include others, so that our life is a better witness, a more accurate witness of Your love for all people. So God, help us today to not let our fears, our fears of being labeled something that we find offensive, keep us from including those that You include, to keep us from inviting those that You invite, to keep us from loving those that You love. And God, forgive us for our pride, for our partiality, for our prejudice. Help us to turn from those things, to include others, to learn from others, to grow in the way that we love one another so that the world will see that we belong to You. God, today as we live, may we make the most of every opportunity to be a witness for Jesus. And in doing so, may we lift Him up in all things so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.